He is Marcus D. Wiley.
He is A.V.
Tonight it is all about R&B Divas on TV One, and we're excited to have this wonderful two-time Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, actress, known for her beautiful face on the national campaign for Just For Me. She is a part of the R&B Divas Atlanta, and she joins us on the show this morning. I think I got my ring with it, homie.
You got your ring with it?
I got my ring with it.
Did you go to Jared?
I went to Jared's.
Oh, did you go to before my barbershop?
I went to both of them,
okay.
Two and one.
Okay.
Yes. We welcome LaTavia to the show. Good morning.
Thank you. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing good. Let me ask the most difficult question, because this is what inquiring minds want to know. Are you single?
Last time I checked, I was.
Amen to that. Well, this interview is going to go real well this morning.
Oh, yes. Goodness. Cut it out. It's too early in the morning for that.
How is the whole experience for you with the R&B Divas Atlanta?
You know what? My experience comes from a lot of love with me. And filming reality TV for me has been like a really, really, really brave step for me in new experience. But, you know, it's been such a fun ride for me. I haven't been in front of a camera for a long time. Yeah. So, you know, I've learned a lot while I've been filming this season with the ladies. Mm-hmm. And being with women who experience the music business the way that we have in the past, it made this process, like, really special for me. At the core of everything, I just really want everybody to understand that, you know, African-American women can get along. We can resolve our issues, and we can be about being adults about certain things that happen. And we definitely promote sisterhood throughout the season. But, you know, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Bringing six women together with six respectable careers and histories and brands and opinions. Hey, that makes us some good and very interesting TV.
Yes, it does. LaTavia, share with us a little bit, how is it now being so busy with your schedule and having Miss Lyric along with you?
You know what? That's been the most challenging thing, but everything has been so rewarding, and I really thank God for the opportunities and for this platform. My daughter, and even those sleepless nights and still having to get up and film in the morning when I was having to, it's so rewarding at the end of the day, and I know that I do everything for my daughter. That, you know what? We make a way between my team, my mother, my management, and the people around me. Like, we make it work, and I'm so grateful for the people that I have in my life that help me keep myself together.
She is a part of R&B Divas Atlanta Season 3. LaTavia joins us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Speaking of that, how do you keep the balance as far as fun? What do you do? What's your outlet?
You know what? It might sound lame to some people, but I have my daughter, and when I have to work and when I have to do my interviews and when I have to go make appearances and when I have to go do speaking engagements and things like that, or I might have to have meetings and stuff like that, being able to be home and see that little girl, she wakes up smiling, and I'm like, what child does that? Like, it's usually not a cry. It's like always laughing, so her smile just melts my heart all the time.
Your smile warms up my heart, too.
She get it from my mouth.
Yes, she get it from my mouth.
LaTavia, share with us, now that you're back in the public eye, what are the plans moving forward?
Hey, you know what? My space is so open for so many things that I really, really, really want to do and that I have wanted to do for so long. I definitely have my memoir, which I like to call my love letter, that will be released probably within the next year. It's my baby. I'm trying to find the perfect publishing home for it. So I just really, really love the simple fact that I wrote it to be really transparent to my supporters, to young girls that might have gone through things that I've gone through in the past. So, like, I don't feel like it's for me. I feel like it's for them. It's for the one girl that can even possibly do it. I realize that all of my adversities and the things that I've been through are not about me. They're about my testimony that God has set me up to be able to tell, to help somebody. I'm so about giving back.
Yes.
And I love that. I'm the new spokesperson and ambassador for To Save Our Daughters. I'm truly humbled, and I'm very honored to do that. I've been in the studio listening to some music. More so than anything, I'm trying to figure out if I'm trying to get back into this crazy music industry.
Right.
But I have been listening because it's definitely there. But I'm very passionate about acting, so I've been going there. I'm starting a line of clothing for infants. There's just things that I'm doing, because I'm trying to get more so on the entrepreneurial side of me.
How's your mom before we go?
Hey, Thank you. My mom is wonderful. And I do advocacy work for breast cancer awareness because my mother is a survivor for real. And my mother is wonderful.
Tell your mom hi and for us. And want everybody to check out, of course, R&B Divas tonight, Atlanta at 10 p.m. Eastern on TV One, TV1.tv for more information. For those who like to keep up with you on the social networking world, how can we follow you?
Oh, everybody, please follow me on Instagram and Twitter at I Am Latavia. Hit me up on Facebook at @official Latavia. And for bookings, booking at LataviaRoberson.com, and just hit up my official website, LataviaRoberson.com.
And what is that home number? That sale number for me. Latavia, thank you for being a part of the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Yeah.